Pakistani migrant male gets 10 years for terror plot to kill Herat builders over Muhammad cartoons. By Oliver J. J. Lane on November 18, 2019. A Pakistani migrant male has been jailed for 10 years in the Netherlands for his plot to launch a terror attack against Dutch firebrand Herat builders in revenge for his organizing a Draw Muhammad free speech event. The 10-year sentence for the Pakistani male, identified in the trial only as Unaidi, due to Dutch privacy laws, is significantly higher than the 6 years requested by the public prosecutor. The judges in the case noting a longer period of incarceration was required because of the seriousness of the crime. The court had previously heard how Unaidi had repeatedly said he wanted to kill Herat Wilders, whose Party for Freedom is the second largest in the Netherlands, that he believed the death of Mr. Wilders would be a good thing, and that the attention he was gaining from the trial was improving his public standing back home in Pakistan. For these reasons and because he believed Unaidi still presented a terrorism risk, the judges in the case said a longer sentence was in order. Unaidi argued throughout the trial that he had not wanted to kill Mr. Wilders, but rather had traveled to the Netherlands from Pakistan to protest against the lawmaker, reports Al Jameen Dagblad. Despite the claims, the court had previously found the 27-year-old guilty of preparing a terror attack, and his intention to murder Mr. Wilders. The apparent flashpoint for Unaidi was a Draw Muhammad cartoon competition being organized by Mr. Wilders in the Netherlands in 2018, which was cancelled for security reasons around the time of the arrest of the Pakistani migrant. The Pakistani government issued a statement celebrating the cancellation at the time, the nation's Senate having already passed a resolution to condemn the event. Mr. Wilders praised the court Monday afternoon after the judgment was read out. Cartoons of Muhammad, who is considered to be a holy prophet in the Islamic faith and who it is blasphemous to depict in any form, have become a flashpoint between freedom of speech activists and those otherwise concerned by the broader Islamization of Western society on one hand and religious fundamentalists on the other hand who have reacted with extreme violence to cartoons. Again in 2015, a free speech event in Garland, Texas featuring a Draw Muhammad competition and attended by Herat Wilders was targeted by Muslim extremists who were killed by law enforcement. Speaking to Breitbart London after the Garland attack, Wilders said of his determination to stick to his freedom of expression principles, "We should do exactly what it is terrorists want to stop us from doing. Otherwise the message we send to terrorists is that violence and the threat of violence can be effective. And this cannot be the case. We should use the paper and pen to win over those who use guns. You should be able to depict Muhammad without a death sentence. We live in the West, not Saudi Arabia or Pakistan." Herat Wilders has lived under constant police guard and in a safe house for years because of the numerous death threats, actual plots, and attempts on his life arising from his critical stance on Islam, comments which have times landed him in hot water with the Dutch courts. In late 2016, Mr. Wilders was found guilty of inciting discrimination and fined €5,000 for comments he made about Moroccan migrants. Mr. Wilders for his part dismissed the trial as politically motivated, and the ruling seems to have done little to impact his position in Dutch politics.